Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
We're going to go first this morning to that news you may have heard in the headlines just then. Fresh cancellations by Aer Lingus this morning. This is following the indefinite work to rule action currently being undertaken by the Irish Airline Pilots Association. And of course, many passengers will be anxiously awaiting to hear how this could impact their travel plans. I'm joined on the line now by RTE's work and technology correspondent Brian O'Donovan. So Brian, 76 additional flights cancelled, we've heard, in the last half an hour or so. Will you take us through what's been announced?
Yeah, so they're going to run from Monday of next week, Claire, the 8th of July, to Wednesday, the 10th of July, inclusive. 76 flights, Aer Lingus announcing that they are implementing these cancellations. It says to protect as many services as possible for its customers. The cancellations being implemented today, the details will be communicated to impacted customers. They will then be given the option to change their flights for free. They can claim a refund or a voucher, and it's all laid out on the Aer Lingus website. I just had a quick look myself, just for Monday, for example, the 8th of July, good few London Heathrows cancelled out of Ireland, a Frankfurt to Brussels, one JFK, a couple of Parises. It's a similar pattern that we've seen in the previous weeks of these cancellations. They tend to go for flights that they have lots of them in a day so that they can reaccommodate passengers on others. But the numbers here are absolutely huge. We were already up to 392 flight cancellations up until Sunday. Add another 76 to that. And who knows, it could go beyond that because, of course, this is just up to the Wednesday of next week. The industrial action, the work to rule goes on. Both sides are before the Labour courts today, however. So perhaps we'll see a resolution later on.
Okay, so the hope is that those talks might result in some sort of a breakthrough. But passengers who are impacted by this latest round of cancellations, they'll probably be getting emails as we speak, will they, Brian?
They will, yeah. They'll get the email today or over the coming hours and they'll be informed on what to do next. As I said, your option there being a full refund, or you can choose to go with another flight, cancel your flight, change for free, all will be laid out. And they'll also be watching, of course, Claire, these Labour Court machinations that we're going to see later on today. And just to explain to people how that's going to work, the two sides will go in at 2:30 this afternoon. They'll each lay out their case on the union side, IALPA, the Irish Airline Pilots Association, and then on the company side, Aer Lingus Management. The Labour Court will listen to both sides. They'll then go off. They'll consider this. They'll issue a recommendation. We don't know how long it'll take to issue the recommendation, but given that the Labour Court has intervened in this using the Industrial Relations Act under exceptional circumstances, and given the huge level of travel disruption that we are seeing here, one would imagine that recommendation will come pretty quickly. But remember, Claire, the recommendation is not binding. The sides can choose to reject it if they wish, and we could be back to square one again, and the disruption and the confusion and the uncertainty for passengers will go on.
Brian, thank you very much for that update, and plenty more coverage from Brian, no doubt, later in the afternoon as those talks at the Labour Court get underway.